What's that sound? What's that sound? Searching for the sound. You like the sound of the men.
I like the sound of that.
I really like the sound of that.
It's a beautiful sound.
You have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
The sound of music.
The sound of music lives here.
That sounds wonderful.
Welcome to the Thursday Night Music Club. On the Carney Show.
Yes, welcome, kiddies. Time for a little music and all. Dan Dirkholtz, one of our music men, coming up in a bit. We'll get to Dazzle and Danny D, but first, Slam and Sammy Sound. She hates that. She just hates that. From Play It Forward to SDL.org and the sound. So, hi. How are you, Sam?
I'm good, honey. I miss you. What's since Sunday.
On? We just had a little jingle jam together.
Yes, we did.
So congratulations. What a nice event.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you were there.
And an effort to raise some money was a fundraiser for Play It Forward, and you had something specific in mind. Let's recap that real quick.
Well, Imagine Careers Academy on North Kings Highway. Bunch of talented kids. They opened up the show. They were incredible. They're really into their rhythm, and their desire is to have a drum line so they can participate in the parades like the other high schools do. So the Jingle Jam raised enough money to purchase a drum line for their school. Yay.
Good deal. So do we know when that's going to come and when they'll debut with their stuff?
Well, I'm talking to Brian from Brian Vaccaro from Fazio's Frets and Friends, and he's looking it up to get a nice price for me, and hopefully I'll know within a few days. And I'll report back to you with deliveries.
Great. Any other Played Forward news? Anybody turning in stuff? You getting guitars, pianos, things like that?
Lots of pianos.
Still?
Yeah. Lots of them.
Who knew?
I know. but actually, you know, we had some coverage on Channel 5 and Channel 4 and, you know, lots with your show, obviously. Getting a lot of hits on the website of donations. Lots of them.
At playitforwardstl.org.
Keep them coming.
Yeah.
I mean, at the show, somebody bought, a guy named Seth bought me a clarinet that he had as a child in school. So I just think that's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Got a lady that's giving me a trumpet. And Fazio's has an upright bass, two trumpets, a clarinet, a guitar that people have dropped off because he is an official drop-off location for Play It Forward.
That's excellent.
I know it. I love it.
Good deal. All right. Keep those coming. More information on the newly refurbished website at playitforwardstl.org. And we like to cover some local sounds as well, give some love to some area musicians. So let us proceed as such.
Well, here's one of your favorites because you gave me the homework and I succeeded. Pokey LaFarge.
Like Pokey LaFarge in the South City 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of fun. They came in the studio and joined us, and it's so interesting to see, maybe not teenage, but early 20-something South City white kids playing Delta blues.
They're really good.
They're wonderful, and it's original music.
Yeah, well, I talked to the kid on the phone. Where's that accent from?
Louisiana, maybe?
Well, when I called him, he was in New Orleans, so,
yeah.
I mean, it was heavy. Heavy, heavy accent. So on Friday, December 17th, you can catch them at the Sheldon, which I just think that's great for them.
Yeah.
$10 cover charge. You can check them out at PokeyLaFarge.net. And like you said, great sound, great band. They have a CD called Riverboat Soul. And this is off the album Riverboat Soul. Sorry. And the name of the album song. Can I get this right?
I don't know. Keep going.
The name of the song is La La Blues.
I know that you've heard those songs sung before. You ain't heard it while you was walking out the door. It's goodbye, baby. Honey, your time has come. Turn the tables now, you the one on the bum. It's la, la, la. Singing la, la, la. I'm so happy you got me singing la, la, la. If I was a catfish in a river down in St. Louis.
I love me some pokey. Bogey Lafarge, and Friday night the 17th at the Sheldon. Also another band on the bill called Western Satellites, and PokeyLafarge.net, the website where you can get some more information. They're just terrific. I can't say enough about those guys.
I know, in the Sheldon. What a great venue for those kids.
Let me turn your mic on so everyone can enjoy you.
Oh, how about that?
What were you saying?
I said the Sheldon. What a great opportunity for them to play there.
Ah, yes, there you go. It is acoustically perfect as advertised.
Speaking of kids, I do have to mention it's Cullen's birthday from the Logos. Happy birthday, Cullen. He is now 21.
14.
21.
Is he 21?
Yes, he is.
Oh, it's all over, dude.
Isn't that great?
That's it. You can now go to prison. So I'm just saying.
He's the oldest member of the band, and I have much love for Cullen and the Logos, so congratulations.
Hey, you mentioned the Sheldon. The night before Pokey's show on the 16th, Peter Mayer brings his annual Stars and Promises concert to St. Louis. And if you've not been, it is probably the most moving holiday performance you could take in with the family other than the Nutcracker.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't just say that because I'm seeing it this year, but it's wonderful. Of course, Peter from Jimmy Buffett's band,
yes,
and his brother
yes.
comes in, and Mark Holland playing some flutes, and a wonderful fiddle player, and the music, all original stuff, all holiday stuff. The Stars and Promises CD is a fixture around this time of year at our house. It's terrific. So the 16th, the Stars and Promises show. If it's not sold out already, check the Sheldon soon.
Interesting.
Get some tickets.
Well, I'm a huge fan of Peter. I like him very much. We've met several times.
Let me get that name on the floor. I almost hit your foot. Okay. Slammin' Sammy Sounds with us from The Sound as we take a look at some area music and other shows coming up and another benefit. I'm loving this trend, all these benefit concerts to benefit Play It Forward. So.
I'm loving this trend, too. I tell you, these musicians are really stepping up, and that's all about Play It Forward is, you know, our local kids, our local musicians. It's all about the music, and they are going above and beyond the call of duty. And this Saturday, our good friends from Savage Amusement, great rock concert is being prepared at Game Day on Dorset in Maryland Heights. And actually, the hotel that's connected to that, and I'm missing my mind what the name is, but they're giving rooms away that night for $40. So with the weather up and coming, we're not really sure. Come to the show, stay for $40,
right.
Drink all night, spend your money.
Not
we'll have raffles
idea.
And prizes, and I'm excited. And there's no cover to get in. This is a free show.
Well, then how is it a fundraiser?
Well, we'll get the raffle tickets and, you know, take money from them when they get there.
What do I know?
But they don't have to pay the cover to get in.
Savage Amusement. Do you have music from them by any chance?
I do. This song is called Hurricane, and it's off their demo album, Live at the House of Rock.
With no mosh pit. Gotta love Scorpions.
They rock, don't they?
Yeah, and you know, live stuff, unless you've got like a truck, sound truck with you, and a 25-channel board and all that, it doesn't do it justice. But obviously, they're hitting the notes, the crowd's getting into it, and
yes.
I'm sure much is lost in that particular recording of it.
Yes, I don't think it does them justice at all. And to see for yourself, come on out on Saturday. Show starts at 9, no cover. Everything that night will benefit Play It Forward. And we're raising money all over town for instruments. So hats off to Jeff Meyer and the boys. Jeff is the guy at Jingle Jam that purchased the painting from Erica.
That was a very, very nice painting.
It was a beautiful painting. I thought that was a good investment.
My wife wanted that, but then we really remembered, oh, we have 1 and 2 year olds. We don't get nice stuff for another 5 years or so.
That's why we don't have nice things.
It's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get this painting and we'll keep it in the garage.
Yeah. Well, Jeff told me even the lighting at the House of Rock or the old Rock House didn't even do it justice. By the time he got home and the next morning, I mean, Erica, those beautiful colors, all the pastels.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I got a really good look at it because it was stored up by my stuff. So I was up there by the painting.
Yeah, I'm glad you
did. I actually signed it.
I better not have touched.
I'll find that out later. Ooh.
You sign the back of it. Scratch
Elvis,
out Bo Matthews'
Elvis
name.
Elvis de Gaulle. Who's this? Speaking of Bo Matthews, you said he was there, but I never saw him.
Oh, my God. He was there twice.
Never saw him for 1 minute.
Yeah, because on my little thank you board that I put up, I put Bo Matthews 92.3 The Bull.
92.3, which I think is static.
Well, The Bull... Hello, it's WIL.
Oh.
I was mortified.
Does the bull even exist?
Yeah, it's 93.7.
Oh.
So as he's leaving...
So you missed it on all counts,
yes,
pretty much.
Pretty much. Okay. As he's leaving, I'm saying goodbye, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, thank God he hasn't said anything. Just as that thought left my mind, he says to me, oh, by the way, you know I'm not the bull, right?
And ooh,
ouch.
Okay.
Yeah, up
all
on
right.
the big screen.
Well, there's other DJs you can get next year. He's not coming. You know, he's not coming. I wouldn't come back. Forget that.
Well, he's really not. He hasn't said much. Although, I have to admit, the Savage Amusement concert on Saturday, he's actually been talking about it on his show.
Good.
So we're talking about a rock concert on a country station to benefit Play It Forward. We have no boundaries.
I've been a fan. Bo's one of the good guys.
He's really
not a
fantastic.
Lot of them in this industry. Most of us are just asses. Okay, we got to get to Jerkwells coming up in just a bit. Dazzling Danny D. So we get a little more from Slammin' Sammy Sound. And we can get one more cut in. So your choice. What do you got?
Well, I just like this name. And I came across on Facebook. So I gave them a call and they sent their stuff over. The Stone Sugar Shakedown.
Oh, and before we get into the cut, there was another event you wanted to mention.
I do.
Where you'll be speaking.
I do. A little bit more of a personal note, but I think it's noteworthy for the holidays. There's an organization called Compassionate Friends. You can look them up, compassionatefriends.org. This is a bereavement group for families and parents who have lost their children. My son Jacob passed when he was 2 years old. Been many, many years, lots of spiritual growth, and they've asked me to be a speaker at this year's event. So if there's any parents out there that have lost their children, CompassionateFriends.org is a fantastic organization. Lots of healing, healing in numbers. Please contact them. And we have a candlelight service on Sunday at 2 p.m. at St. Elizabeth's Church in Belleville. Everyone is welcome to come. And if you're suffering that loss of a child, you know, please come or contact me via my website.
And you're the speaker.
I'm the key speaker this year. I have been the last 3 years.
I know the urge is going to come up, but I think you need to fight it because I'm not sure how appropriate it is in the middle of all this to say, and if you have an old guitar or a bass or a music stand.
Bring it.
Just make sure to leave that there. Well, that's nice of you to give back. And I'm sure, you know, as much as it helps you, I'm sure it helps lots of other people as well. So
it does. Well, my son passed away 19 years ago, and I don't think there's ever a cure for it. But there's certainly a lot of healing. And I'm glad I have 19 years ahead of me in my life. Because if it was recent, I probably wouldn't even be sitting here.
Oh, yes, you would.
I guess
you would, and other people will continue.
Yes.
On because of your strength. So, all right.
Thank you,
my love. When is that vigil? Sunday?
It's Sunday. What is that? December 12th?
Sunday.
Sunday, December 12th at 2 p.m. St. Elizabeth's Chapel at their the hospital, 2 o'clock on Sunday. And you're welcome. Anyone is welcome to come. And I think it's real important to be there if you feel the need to be.
All right,
CompassionateFriends.org will also have more information.
All right.
Okay?
Stone Sugar Shakedown was somebody
Sugar
you
Shakedown.
Had mentioned.
I like the
when
name.
When I interrupted.
Well, no, they're Saturday, December 11th, $8 cover at the Duck Room, Blueberry Hill. They have another band on the bill. It's called JJ Blues and the Herd. I just like the name, man. I thought it was cool. So this is off their demo album. The song is called Blue Door on a Brick House.
All right, we'll go out. Brick House.
Should Blue Door like, on a Brick House.
Look like an Amazon. Hey. All right, played forward stl.arg too for arg for if you have a pirate computer. All right, Slammin' Sammy, thanks as always.
Thank you, honey.
All right, Dan Dirkholtz coming up when we go out with Stone Sugar Shakedown.